flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am excited. We've got just a couple of days and Christmas will be here. It is the holiday season. Folks are smiling wider. Their spirits are brighter. Neighbors are nicer. It is just the perfect time of year. There's no rush to get to school. Everything's going to be closed. No doctor's appointment. No after school stuff. No before school stuff. I'm not going to be riding all over town trying to drop kids off at a therapy session or anything like that. It's Christmas. It's the holidays. I can't wait. Another thing I can't wait to do is surprise my mom, right? I've been buying gifts for my mama for 52 years. I'm out of ideas. I'm tired of the white diamond, okay? She's got about 55 bottles of white diamond. She's got all the jewelry she can shake a stick at. She's got all the shoes. She's got closets and closets and closets filled with clothes. I'm tapped out. I don't know what else to get her. How about something new, something fun, something she hasn't ever thought about doing? Becoming part owner of a sports franchise. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So tomorrow when she wakes up and she opens that box with her name on it that's wrapped, or Tuesday, there's going to be a scarf. There's going to be a jersey. There's going to be a hat. And what is it going to say? It's going to say Minnesota Aurora FC, baby. Okay. My mama is part owner of a sports team. How's that possible? Girl, it don't take nothing but $100. Okay? It's a $100 buy-in because this team is owned by the fans. And I said, I'm going to have Andrea Yock to come on the show to talk to me about it, because when I became an owner, I felt like I had really accomplished something. I mean, you know, Venus and Serena Williams, they're part owners of the Miami Dolphins. And now I can also say that I am part owner of a sports franchise. I feel so like official, like I have arrived.
Well, it's actually, you're even closer to Serena because she's also part owner of a women's soccer team in Los Angeles as well. So
she is
a part owner in Angel City FC. So now you and Serena are really the same.
Right, right. I mean, you know, other than the Wimbledon titles, the U.S.
Open
titles.
Yeah, a couple zeros on the paycheck.
Yeah, on the bank account. And then the super uber rich husband. Besides that, girl, we are pretty much the same person.
You're the same. Yeah, exactly.
Girl, okay. Now, what you all have done with this Minnesota Aurora FC franchise and how everybody I know is becoming part owners and how the games are full and people are buying in, it is amazing. You got to talk to me about this franchise and about the way it's all set up so that all of us can make sure that it's successful.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on. I love the fact that you're giving this to your mom for the holidays, because that is exactly what we're hoping people will do. So, yeah, Minnesota Aurora is a community-owned team, and it was started by a group of people in the Twin Cities that just felt like we were missing women's soccer in the Twin Cities. And instead of sitting around and waiting for somebody to come along and do it, we went out to the community and asked everybody to invest $100 and we would have enough money to start the team. And so we did that initially in 2021. We sold out all of our shares to 3,080 people with an average investment of $300. And we raised $1 million. And the crazy thing is, we sold out of our shares and we had people on a waiting list. So this year we decided, you know what, we're going to open up another round of shares, raise money for our next few years. And so that is what is available now. You can become an owner of Minnesota Aurora. If you are a football fan, it's like the Packers, but better, because we're women and we win a lot and it's just really fun, but we also do a lot for the community. And so it makes Aurora really special. And we want everybody who is struggling right at this minute, trying to figure out what to buy and doesn't want to go to the shopping mall, all they have to do is go to mnaurora.com and they can buy shares and it'll take you about 5 minutes.
And that's the thing. It doesn't take long. And then you get something, you can print it out, you can put it in an envelope and you can give it to especially the women in your life. Right? Because when we start thinking sports franchise, like you said, we would think the Packers, we think the Vikings, we think the Timberwolves. Now, oftentimes do we think women's sports? And so I'm just so excited that you guys sold out your shares, but that you're opening it up so that more women can buy in. And not that the guys aren't buying in too, but it's just something special. When I talk to Dr. Artika Tyner and so many other people in my circle who are not only buying in, but also are encouraging other women like me and so many others when we chat and sit around and talk to buy the shares as well.
Well, and I think, Shaletta, you're such a perfect example of being bold and just saying out to the universe what it is you want and what it is you want to do. And as women, like, we've never been really great at that. And so with Aurora, what we're trying to do is when we raise this money, we help pay for a lot of young women to come play soccer in Minnesota. We pay for their housing. Mm-hmm. Registering to actually play for U.S. soccer is very expensive. And so collectively, all of this money is helping give opportunities to young women, not only on the soccer field, but off the soccer field. So we have a robust internship program. We're trying to give women, people of color, people who normally, you know, they're not applying for jobs at the Twins and the Vikings because, you know, it's just not something that has been available to them. We're saying, come to Aurora, get your experience. And so far in our 3 years, we have 15 players that have gone to play professionally over in Europe. We have our original head coach is now working in the U.S. soccer system nationally. We have young women that are working for sports teams around the country. And that's just in 3 years by giving them a little bit of experience. And so if we can keep going and keep growing this community, it is, the sky is really the limit on what we can do because we are collectively all working together.
Okay. All right. And I have to say, like, when we have friends that come in town during the season, they go and watch the games. My best friend Tina was here, she and her boo, and they were like, okay, so we need to get tickets because we've got to go see the Aurora play. I mean, the reputation that you have is amazing, not just right here throughout the metro area, but across the country, because she lives in Dallas. Girl, I hadn't said nothing about y'all. I wanted my friend to come hang out with me. I'm trying to get away from my kids. She's trying to take me and my kids to the damn Aurora game. I was like, hey, I want to go somewhere and do some grown-up fun stuff. I don't want to bring my kids. But, you know, she knew that this was good family fun. This was a great event. And she had already planned before she got to the Twin Cities. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, Andrea. But when we come back, I want to talk about, how did you get everybody to buy in? Were you surprised when they bought up all the shares? And are you blown away by the reputation that Aurora has gotten across the country? More with my girl Andrea from the Minnesota Aurora when we come back. It is 1:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show. And I know my mother is going to have a very Merry Christmas because I am going to make her the part owner of a sports franchise. Oh, yes, honey. I bought a $100 share And I am going to make sure that my mother is part owner of the Minnesota Aurora FC, our team here in the Twin Cities. I cannot wait until she comes back during the season so she can sit in the owner's box, which is wherever she wants to sit in the stadium, because the shares are available. They're open. It's a community-owned team, and you can be a part of it. That is such a unique gift opportunity and such a great way to support women's sports, especially here locally. I've got Andrea Yock. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Andrea, before the break, one of the things that I was shocked at is when I go outside of the Twin Cities, people know about Minnesota Aurora. A girlfriend of mine from Dallas, the first thing she wanted to do was go to a game. She intentionally came during the season and bought tickets for me and our entire family so we could all go together. You know, how are you guys getting the word out so that, you know, when we go out to different towns and cities across the country, folks know about Aurora?
Well, it's a combination of things. The year we launched the team, there had been a tremendous amount of exposure of how poorly women had been treated in sports. It was shortly after those young NCAA athletes showed the terrible weight room
yes.
at the Final Four for the women, whereas the men, you know, had basically a full lifetime fitness and the women had like a closet with three weights. And so for the first time, the country was waking up. Our beloved Minnesota Lynx and the women who had been in the WNBA wobble, you know, all locked in COVID, shown eating off of paper plates with plastic knives and forks, while the men who were in the NBA bubble had steak knives and china and everything else. And for the first time, the women were speaking up and saying, this is not okay. Like, this is not okay. So we owe a tremendous amount to the WNBA players, those NCAA athletes, who finally just got the attention and said, this isn't okay. Then Aurora came along with a chance for normal people like you and me to help do something, right? To contribute. Like, we're seeing all these stories. We can't go build a weight room for NCAA athletes, but what we could do is support a team locally. And so it caught fire as a national story of a way for people to be involved and support women's sports. And I think for a lot of us, we get frustrated with the rich owners, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't get
mm-hmm.
to go talk to them. If you're upset about the quarterback decision or the pitching decision, you don't run into them at Target. And for us, because we're all owners, we run into each other. If you're mad at me, you're going to see me somewhere. And you
I know. Yeah,
me, right?
I know where you're going to be. Right. Yeah, we come shop
you
together. Something's going
to
happen.
Right?
Yeah.
One of our co-founders, Wes Burdine, owns the Blackheart in St. Paul. It's a wonderful queer soccer ball
mm-hmm.
bar on University
yes.
Avenue. If you're mad, you just walk into Blackheart and find Wes, right? And so people really feel like they own this team. Also, if you are a community owner, you elect two members of our board of directors. So our community owners always have a say in our decisions. And that makes it for a very powerful model that caught the attention of everybody nationally. The media was really understanding for the first time, we need to do more with women's sports. And so with people like you, Henry Lake, Vanita, Jason DeRusha, like everybody jumped on board to help promote and tell the story. And then you fast forward 6 months, we have our first game, and it turned out we were really good at soccer. So
right.
you take this wonderful community organization and these owners, and they're all bringing their friends, and then you get there and the soccer team is really good and we're winning. It's kind of a perfect storm of things. And once you get there and you have a really good time, like your friend, and Shaletta, also, you can sit in one part of the stadium and let the kids go somewhere else. It's a very safe space. So
I know they had a great time. They had a great time.
Let your kids go wander off and you stay somewhere else. So
girl, how about I just drop them off and then I leave? How about that?
I'll just listen in the car
on the radio.
Yeah, yep. You can do that too. We play at TCO Stadium in Eagan. It's a Vikings practice facility. They have
right.
been tremendous partners of ours. I mean, really, they treat us like equals. I have never felt lesser than. as their partner, and we're in a great area. There are teenagers, especially for your teenagers, they're all over the stadium walking in packs, and it's awesome. I love it.
I love it. And I'm telling you, it's so easy to become a community owner. Just go to mnaurora.com right there on the homepage. It says, We Are Minnesota Aurora FC, transforming outcomes for footballers, girls, community. And right underneath that, it explains it in one sentence. Minnesota Aurora is a women-led, community-owned, pre-professional soccer club playing in the USLW League. And then you click on the button and it says become a community owner. And it takes just a few minutes to click on it. And you go in, fill out the information, and you join at least 10,000 of other community owners who have made an investment for as little as $100 to get and keep this team right here in the Twin Cities. And, you know, you talked about, Andrea, just the opportunity that it provides for young women and girls. My niece, Bayless Flynn, was a player. And it was just so amazing to see Bay, you know, live out her dream. And that's the thing, you know, we talked about
She's
this
still
so
living
many
it.
Times. Girl,
did
yes,
you see what
girl,
Bayless
girlfriend.
Did this fall?
Girl, I did. I just saw Bayless for Christmas. I did. Okay. That's my boo. I love her.
Yeah, for people who are listening that don't think like this is like real soccer because whatever, Bayless Flynn finished her season with us undefeated. Then she went back to college. She was the number one goalkeeper in the United States this fall.
Of America. Mm, the United
of
States
America.
Of America. Mm.
Bayless Flynn had the best save percentage of any female goalkeeper in the United States of America. She's been training with us since she was 16 years old. So you want to come out and see one of the best goalkeepers in America come out to an Aurora game in the spring of 2025, and you will see Bayless and one of our others, Taylor Kane, is playing down at Iowa. We've got players from the Gophers, Kansas, Montana, Utah, around the world. We've got players from around the world. Like, it's really great soccer.
It is. And the thing is that these girls don't get the opportunity if you're not there and available. They don't get to hone their skills. They don't get to practice. They don't get to work as a team. They don't hear the cheers from the fans. They don't get this experience. They can't take it back to college and other places and have that. And, you know, just kind of talk to me about the importance this has on those athletes. We talked about the community building. We've talked about empowering young girls, but the athletes who come there and perfect their craft and then go off to college and do like Bayless did because you gave them that foundation.
Yeah, I mean, for the paramount for us, first of all, is player safety. So we are really proud. Twin Cities Orthopedic is our medical provider, and they keep our players safe. And they also help them stay strong and healthy. So that's one of the biggest things we wanted to have is a safe environment for players. There has been bad stuff that's happened in women's sports for young women, and we worked really hard to make sure our players would be safe. And then the fans show up and our players see these young kids, boys and girls, because it's really important for boys to also see young women being strong. And the players, first of all, for most of their careers, they've only played in front of their parents and their grandparents. So they walk into TCO Stadium when the game's starting, and there's 6,000 people sitting in the stands wearing Aurora gear, a lot of them with the player's name on the back of their shirts, and they are going to play their hearts out for you. They are so grateful for every single person that has shown up that they leave nothing on the field. And it is unbelievable to watch their effort and how hard they play. And then after our games, we have an area called Autograph Alley where the players come sign autographs and the kids line up. Grown-ups too.
Yeah.
And our players will talk to every single one of those kids because what they've realized is, wow, I'm actually a role model. So I grew, you know, for our team, they grew up watching a lot of the U.S. women's national team be successful in the World Cup and players like Megan Rapinoe and Crystal Dunn. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. These are also the same players that fought for equal pay for women in sports and changed legislation. I mean, they did tremendous things. And now our players are realizing, wait, I am that for somebody's 8-year-old, for somebody's 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. I'm showing, and it's the same thing, like our medical team is all female. There could be somebody sitting in the stands saying, wait, I could be a team doctor? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know women could do that, right? And so that's really what we've created is it is true what people say. If you see it, you can believe it, right? And you can be it.
Amen.
And
amen.
That, right? And so I think our players very much feel that responsibility, and they want to give back to all these people who showed up. And so I can guarantee you, if you come to a game, you are going to see 90 minutes worth of hard-fought soccer where our players are never going to stop.
And what we are not going to stop doing is supporting you. I'm telling everybody, if you are out and you're trying to figure out what you are going to get for your daughter or your mom or your grandmother, or even one of your sons, a neighbor or a friend, because they're special to you, you've bought gifts for them every year, you're running out of ideas, stop running to the mall. Get online, mnaurora.com. Click on the little link right here that says, become a community owner, and you put that in an envelope and you let them know, hey, honey, I bought you something that you are never going to get anywhere. You are now part owner of a sports franchise. I cannot wait to see my mama's face when I drape her with her little shawl and her shirt and her little beanie, right? And tell her, mama, you own a franchise. You're part owner of a franchise now. You have voting power. You got, yeah. Mama, yeah, this is amazing. And that is something that is not just a gift. It's also an experience. So I hope that folks are listening, because nobody want to be stuck in the mall. Nobody want to be stuck in the parking lot. Nobody want to be fighting the crowds, getting run over, having older ladies hit you with their little cane or walkers. You know, we just want to spend the next couple of days cooling out. Okay. And so this
is a
great way.
Yeah, I like your version of nothing to do.
Nothing. Go, just go online. Click. Put your credit card number in and make sure that the people in your life get a chance to have something they've never had before. They can become a community owner of Minnesota Aurora. Andrea, thank you so much for hanging out with me, girl. And make sure you check my timeline on Christmas Day so you can see my mama's reaction.
Oh, I can't wait. I love when you visit Houston, and I cannot wait to see the pictures.
Yay! All right, girl. Love ya.
Thanks, Shalotta. All right, love you too. Happy holidays.
Okay, you too. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 1:38. You are listening to the Shalotta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. If you are new to the show, welcome. We're on every Saturday from 12 to 3. I'll be hosting Lindsay Brown. My producer is at the historic WCCO Radio studio, making sure our guests get in and out of the conversation on that John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. And Al Shock is always in the newsroom, bringing you the latest on news, weather, traffic, and information. Now listen, traffic is bad. Folks are out shopping. It is the last Saturday before Christmas, right? And so pack your patience, because the parking lots are full. The store lines are long. And so as you're riding around, know that this show is here to put a smile on your face, to keep you informed, and make sure that you have fun as you go about doing those tasks that we do once a year, which is going out and get those gifts that we think will make people happy. Really, all they want is us, but the gifts are an extension of us. So if you like shopping, hey, you do you, boo. I'm here for all of it. Just make sure you're here to listen to the show. Now, if you're new to the show, I'm new to something too. I'm new to LinkedIn. It's new for me. I had not been on LinkedIn previously, but I got on, and the first person I made sure to follow was Nancy Lyons. Nancy Lyons is an entrepreneur. She's an innovation architect. She has built an inclusive community of 10,000 followers on LinkedIn. She is the owner of Clockwork right here in the Twin Cities. And I subscribe to her newsletter. I read her posts. And she is just an all-around great human being. She makes sure to give tips and information, whether it is a newsletter or a story that she tells or a video or a podcast interview that empowers change. She is just doing the most to make sure that we get it together. And you cannot be around Nancy and wait for January 1st to make changes in your life. Okay? Because that was some stuff. I said, you know what? I'm just not going to worry about it no more. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to start on January 1st. New Year's going to be part of my New Year's resolution. And then I messed around and read Nancy's post on LinkedIn. It says, stop waiting for work to fix itself. Work is broken. But here's the plot twist. It's not management or the system that will fix it. It's you. Stop waiting. Start leading. The someone you need to fix it is you. I was like, oh, Nancy just broke it all the way down to its break pad. So I had to call Nancy and invite her on the show. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa. Girl, you got to tell me what was the inspiration behind this, because you just put that mirror up in front of everybody's face.
Shaletta, I love you. Thanks for having me on your show today. And yeah, I think that work is changing, and we're putting a lot of energy into talking about where we're going to work. Is it hybrid? Is it remote? Do we come back downtown? Do we go far away? And I think we're focused on the wrong things. What we really need to be looking at is not where we work, but how we work. And I also think work relies on hierarchy. We want somebody to tell us what to do. It's safer that way. We can point the blame at somebody else. But work is changing, and technology has empowered all of us, and we're moving so much faster that people have to accept responsibility for how it feels and how productive we are and how efficient, and also for connecting to their purpose. And I just wrote it down. That's all.
Girl, no, you didn't just write it down. You slapped us in the face, because it is so much easier, Nancy, to blame someone else. Well, you know, they didn't treat me fairly, or the bosses don't get me, or, you know, I could be more productive if I was at home and I didn't have to go in. You know, you just took all of those excuses away. How hard is it to get this message? Because a lot of us don't really want to take responsibility. We want to put it off on somebody else and just sit around and wait for change to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the mirror you referenced is a really important part of this process. You have to recognize what you're capable of. And listen, change doesn't happen overnight, but it also doesn't happen if we aren't putting the energy into it, really looking at how we are playing a role in perpetuating some of the old dysfunctional habits that make us want to cry on Sunday nights, having to get up the next morning to go into work. And, you know, we all talk about culture, and I think most people confuse culture with gimmicks. You know, what are you going to pay me? What's free? Is there soda in the fridge? Are you going to buy me lunch? Are you giving me a big bonus? But culture isn't any of that. Culture is how you feel. Culture is how you feel knowing, you know, that you have to go to work tomorrow. Culture is how you feel thinking about showing up in collaboration with your colleagues. Culture is what we do to and for each other. And I think people forget that. They get confused. They think the boss decides what culture is. And if it feels crappy working here, well, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's. And, you know, the world is in trouble. The world is in trouble. And you alluded to that. And I think, you know, we were so divided, and yet we have to work. We got to work to pay the bills. And so really being accountable for what we bring to it, how we influence it, how we care for or don't care for one another. Are we competing with one another? Do I operate as if I have to destroy you in order for me to get ahead? Because if that's how I'm showing up for work every day, no wonder other people don't want to work with me. And so I think, you know, we have to shift our attitudes and shift the 9-to-5 thinking, and also sort of get out of this idea that there's professionalism, and professionalism doesn't talk about certain things or doesn't point to certain things and try to change them, because this is the way things have always been and this is the way they will always be. The only reason things don't change is because we refuse to change them, and or we wait for someone else to do it, and we just don't have time to wait anymore.
No, we do not. We're talking to Nancy Lyons, the owner of Clockwork. Now, Nancy, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, you are just such an inspiration to so many business owners who look up to you, myself included. And the culture, you talked about that, that you built at Clockwork is something that all of us are striving for. When we come back, we're going to talk about that thing that you just talked about, building culture, because it's more than whether or not we've got snacks, more than whether or not we got drinks in the fridge or, you know, the right size paperclip or post-it notes, but it is the way that you all communicate, the way you treat each other and how you care for one another. More with Nancy when we come back. It is 1:38. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk A30 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. If you are new to the show, welcome. We're on every Saturday from 12 to 3. I'll be hosting Lindsay Brown. My producer is at the historic WCCO Radio studio, making sure our guests get in and out of the conversation on that John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. And Al Shock is always in the newsroom, bringing you the latest on news, weather, traffic, and information. Now listen, traffic is bad. Folks are out shopping. It is the last Saturday before Christmas, right? And so pack your patience. Pack your patience, because the parking lots are full. The store lines are long. And so as you're riding around, know that this show is here to put a smile on your face, to keep you informed, and make sure that you have fun as you go about doing those tasks that we do once a year, which is going out and get those gifts that we think will make people happy. Really, all they want is us, but the gifts are an extension of us. So if you like shopping, hey, you do you, boo. I'm here for all of it. Just make sure you're here to listen to the show. Now, if you're new to the show, I'm new to something too. I'm new to LinkedIn. It's new for me. I had not been on LinkedIn previously, but, I got on, and the first person I made sure to follow was Nancy Lyons. Nancy Lyons is an entrepreneur. She's an innovation architect. She has built an inclusive community of 10,000 followers on LinkedIn. She is the owner of Clockwork right here in the Twin Cities. And I subscribe to her newsletter. I read her posts, and she is just an all around great human being. She makes sure to give tips and information, whether it is a newsletter or a story that she tells or a video or a podcast interview that empowers change. She is just doing the most to make sure that we get it together. And you cannot be around Nancy and wait for January 1st to make changes in your life. Okay? Because that was some stuff. I said, you know what? I'm just not going to worry about it no more. Mm-mm. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to start on January 1st. New Year's going to be part of my New Year's resolution. And then I messed around and read Nancy's post on LinkedIn. It says, stop waiting for work to fix itself. Work is broken. But here's the plot twist. It's not management or the system that will fix it. It's you. Stop waiting. Start leading. The someone you need to fix it is you. I was like, oh, Nancy just broke it all the way down to its brake pad. So I had to call Nancy and invite her on the show. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Girl, you got to tell me what was the inspiration behind this, because you just put that mirror up in front of everybody's face.
Shaletta, I love you. Thanks for having me on your show today. And yeah, I think that work is changing, and we're putting a lot of energy into talking about where we're going to work. Is it hybrid? Is it remote? Do we come back downtown? Do we go far away? And I think we're focused on the wrong things. What we really need to be looking at is not where we work, but how we work. And I also think work relies on hierarchy. We want somebody to tell us what to do. It's safer that way. We can point the blame at somebody else. But work is changing, and technology has empowered all of us, and we're moving so much faster that people have to accept responsibility for how it feels and how productive we are and how efficient, and also for connecting to their purpose. And I just wrote it down. That's all.
Girl, no, you didn't just write it down. You slapped us in the face, because it is so much easier, Nancy, to blame someone else. Well, you know, they didn't treat me fairly, or the bosses don't get me, or, you know, I could be more productive if I was at home and I didn't have to go in. You know, you just took all of those excuses away. How hard is it to get this message? Because a lot of us don't really want to take responsibility. We want to put it off on somebody else and just sit around and wait for change to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the mirror you referenced is a really important part of this process. You have to recognize what you're capable of. And listen, change doesn't happen overnight, but it also doesn't happen if we aren't putting the energy into it, really looking at how we are playing a role in perpetuating some of the old dysfunctional habits that make us want to cry on Sunday nights, having to get up the next morning to go into work. And, you know, we all talk about culture, and I think our most people confuse culture with gimmicks. You know, what are you going to pay me? What's free? Is there soda in the fridge? Are you going to buy me lunch? Are you giving me a big bonus? But culture isn't any of that. Culture is how you feel. Culture is how you feel knowing, you know, that you have to go to work tomorrow. Culture is how you feel thinking about showing up in collaboration with your colleagues. Culture is what we do to and for each other. And I think people forget that. They get confused. They think the boss decides what culture is. And if it feels crappy working here, well, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's. And, you know, the world is in trouble. The world is in trouble. And you alluded to that. And I think, you know, we were so divided, and yet we have to work. We got to work to pay the bills.
And so
really being accountable for what we bring to it, how we influence it, how we care for or don't care for one another. Are we competing with one another? Do I operate as if I have to destroy you in order for me to get ahead? Because if that's how I'm showing up for work every day, no wonder other people don't want to work with me. And so I think, you know, we have to shift our attitudes and shift the 9-to-5 thinking, and also sort of get out of this idea that there's professionalism, and professionalism doesn't talk about certain things or doesn't point to certain things and try to change them, because this is the way things have always been and this is the way they will always be. The only reason things don't change is because we refuse to change them, and or we wait for someone else to do it, and we just don't have time to wait anymore.
No, we do not. We're talking to Nancy Lyons, the owner of Clockwork. Now, Nancy, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, you are just such an inspiration to so many business owners who look up to you, myself included. And the culture, you talked about that you've built at Clockwork is something that all of us are striving for. When we come back, we're going to talk about that thing that you just talked about, building culture, because it's more than whether or not we've got snacks, more than whether or not we got drinks in the fridge or, you know, the right size paperclip or post-it notes, but it is the way that you all communicate, the way you treat each other and how you care for one another. More with Nancy when we come back. It is 1:51. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to ride down Hennepin all the time. And I would see this yellow building. It looked like an old school full service gas station or a garage, but there were no cars there getting worked on. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it's got Clockwork on the building. Are they selling clocks? No, that's Nancy Lyons' company. She's right now joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And if you've ever passed by that yellow building on Hennepin in the 1500 block, wondering exactly what that company does or is, Nancy, you can tell them all about it.
I hope I can. Yeah, we are an experience design and technology consultancy. We solve big, complex problems for the enterprise with strategy and software and change enablement tools and thinking. Does that make sense?
No, ma'am, it does not. You got to break that down. You knew it wasn't going to make no sense because you know I went to public school. So you got to tell me what y'all do in a way that I can understand it. You got to puree that food up. You gave me steak and potatoes, and I need mashed potatoes.
I got you. So we build big, complicated websites and software applications and mobile applications to solve problems for companies that need our help. And we do that alongside things like great design and customer journey mapping and business planning and change adoption and management. Is that better? We there?
It is better. And excellent. The one thing that you all have there, and we talked about this, as a great culture, because it's going to take a bunch of people from a bunch of different departments to pull this off for your clients. And you all work together as a family. You know, when you go there, you don't feel like, well, this person is over this person and this person is in charge and that person's ideas don't matter. You built a culture where everybody is included and everybody contributes. How do you, and I'm asking for me, this is very selfish right now, because you've got a lot of small business owners like me who are trying to build, and they're looking up to you saying, how do you create that type of vibe? Because ultimately who benefits is the client.
Yeah, I think you have to be intentional about it, and you have to return to that intentionality every single day. And you have to hire better than yourself. I mean, my goal is to always, and listen, I don't even hire anymore, right? Like, I have teams of people. We do peer-based hiring where people that come in and apply for jobs actually meet and interview with a number of the people that will eventually be their coworkers, and they decide. I don't. So hierarchy is removed from even our hiring process. And I think, you know, we don't rely on our org chart for all of our decisions to be made. In other words, people don't defer to me for the thinking and the decisions. Everyone at Clockwork is empowered. And again, my job and my business partners and I from day one have always recognized that I don't know everything. I can't do it all. I'm not an engineer, and yet engineering is a significant component of what we do. And therefore, it's important that we don't just hire engineers. We hire brilliant ones who are immediately empowered and able to meet with clients and make recommendations and also own their mistakes, speak up when they see me making one, give critical feedback, but also receive critical feedback. All of that is in our DNA, and that's what makes up culture.
And you guys have built an amazing culture. It is a great place to not only work, but great business partners as well. And so I am in awe of, you know, what you've built, that culture that you've created. And as people subscribe to your newsletter, they're making resolutions. They're deciding they're going to go on LinkedIn as they build their careers or their business and follow you. What tips are you going to give us from this year to take into the new year to do it bigger and better than ever?
Sure. Well, you know what? I've never been a fan of resolutions. I think they're sort of gimmicky and people break them 9 days into the year. Actually, in my upcoming newsletter, I just finished the article for it. It's going to come out the day after Christmas. I hope people actually read it. I'm talking about the end of the year, and I'm talking about, instead of making resolutions at the beginning of the year, these are gifts that I'm giving myself this year. And the first one, I'm going to give you a hint, I'm giving you a sneak peek, is I wish I'd have liked myself sooner, because liking ourselves gives us a little of the fuel, a little of the juice that we need to really center ourselves in our agency. And it's in our agency, it's in our power, that we are able to show up wholly at work, fully at work, and not just point to problems, but suggest solutions. We become, you know, I think empowerment is the thing that allows us to be solution focused. And we need solutions from people at work, right? Everybody's broken. There is no perfect workplace. Even Clockwork, with our lovely culture, we got problems just like anybody. But what we have that's different are people that aren't just oscillating in the frequency of negativity and dwelling on those problems, but we have people who want to make it better. And it's not just me, and they're not waiting for me to do it.
Girl, I tell you. Okay, you got to tell folks how they can get in touch with you at Clockwork, how they can sign up for your newsletter. Give us all those details before you head on out of here for your Christmas break.
Oh, I love that so much. Well, you can find Clockwork at clockwork.com. We also have a studio that works with small and medium-sized businesses and nonprofits, and that studio is called Tempo, and you can find Tempo at madebytempo.com. You can find me at nancylyons.com, and you can actually sign up for my newsletter right now by texting the word BOSS to 33777.
33777. I'm texting BOSS right now. I'm getting that newsletter. Nancy Lyon, Merry Christmas, and thanks for being on the Shaletta Show. You all don't go anywhere. We've got more to come.